What, you dare me
what,
to make
you,
it about
dare
feminism?
Me to make it about feminism?
Because I can make it about
because
feminism.
I can make it about feminism.
You are now listening you to the Feminist Bar Podcast. The Feminist Bar Podcast. Welcome to the Feminist Bar Podcast with your host, Tina Tswemaka. More specifically, welcome to Behind the Bar, which is a little mini episode that I bring to you all on my own, little nuggets of discourse, little commentary on what is going on behind the scenes of this podcast. Podbean is telling me that we have a lot of new listeners lately, this week, last week. So shout out to you. Welcome to the Feminist Bar and thank you so much for your time. Today is a Friday morning. I am sitting here and I thought to myself, I'm going to record this episode. I'm going to record it on my own. This week, I did not deliver on the episode that I had planned to put out. And that is because I just didn't get the time to record it. But I'm really excited about it, actually. So looking forward to bringing that to you. So again, shout out to all the feminists listening to this. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. And what's on my mind today? What am I thinking? Well, first things first, I want to invite all of you to the launch of the Feminist Voices Zimbabwe and HeVerse project called 100 Stories of Us. This is a project that allows creators, journalists, anybody really from the queer community in Zimbabwe to submit timely stories that really tell our stories from our authentic perspective. We are taking back the narrative and we are taking back our power and we're telling our own stories and we're telling them accurately. So I'm going to put a link in the episode notes and I would really love for all of you to attend. We are going to be screening a documentary by yours truly titled Transcending Boundaries, Being Transgender in Zimbabwe. And really excited to share it with you all and just really excited to see where this project goes and how it goes. So if you're listening to this, you are invited. Go ahead and find that link, click it, and yeah. So as I mentioned, today's a Friday morning. I was just sitting here and I was thinking to myself, I really want to record an episode. And what's funny is the episode that I want to record is an episode that I wanted to record last year in November, when this was a huge hot topic on some social media platforms. And the conversation was essentially that men and Gen Zs are having less sex because of feminism and because of, you know, women's newfound freedoms. And I just thought that was fucking hilarious, first of all. Imagine that, a podcast episode about why men are not having enough sex. But when women, okay, I'll get to that. And most recently, I saw a conversation about people just not being in relationships anymore and men being, you know, very lonely and men just not having the support from women like they used to. And essentially, I think most of this rhetoric has just been, if we regress back to the old ways, if we regress back to gender roles and back to patriarchal norms, which by the way are still the majority, but essentially that if we regress back to that, then it will fix the loneliness problem that we have in our generation. And again, I think that's absurd. I do agree that we have a loneliness problem, and we think we've spoken about it on this podcast. You know, we are in more parasocial relationships than we have ever been, which of course cannot be good for us. And of course we are lonely, but I just thought, like, the fact that a subgroup of society suddenly has new rights or freedoms or is no longer experiencing violence so outrightly as they used to, bear in mind women are, right? I'm just also speaking about the 1%. But the fact that some of these things are changing is not the reason that people are lonely. And I just, you know what's interesting about having conversations that I started by misogynists and conversations that are started from like a patriarchal, like white supremacist, capitalist point of view is it doesn't matter what you say next. It's just going to sound absurd that you're even fucking talking about it. Like I said, like this conversation, as I like start to unpack it and as I start to get into this episode, I'm like, this is kind of ridiculous. And why am I making an episode about it? So yeah, one of the first things I thought about this was this, like, men are so fucking entitled. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just going to say it exactly how it is. I got a tweet recently and someone was like, oh, like, I know you hate men, but, and I just thought that's so hilarious. Like, that's what people think when they see me on social media. Like, oh my God, she hates men. Oh my God, I do. Thank you. I feel seen. Anyway, and I just thought, like, the entitlement of men, I'm sorry, like, to just say it, like, I'm the entitlement of men to sex to the point that it is a discourse conversation where women have to fight back and be like, no, no one has a right to sex. No, men don't have a right to sex, because men do think that they have a right to sex. That's why things like marital rape, for example, exist, right? Because that's why those conversations are had, because men are saying, well, if I marry you, I'm entitled to sex with you. And they don't even need to marry you to feel like they're entitled to sex with you, right? And I just think it's hilarious that up until now, men didn't need to be decent people in order to get laid, right? All you need was to be born with a penis and embrace your masculinity, and that opens the doors to resources, to, you know, fruitful relationships, one-sided mostly, to women, to having someone who will cater to you for the rest of your life, right? You didn't really have to be a decent person. And now that women have even just a little bit of autonomy and they get to choose who they are with and when they are with this person, hopefully if they are that privileged, just means that people have to be a little bit decent in order to get laid, in order to find a life partner, in order for someone to find you bearable for the rest of your life, you actually have to be good to them. And this conversation to me is a huge indication that a lot of these people that we're talking about in this conversation, they just don't want to do the basic work of being better. They don't want to do the inner work. They don't want to look inward. They want to look outward. They want to blame somebody else for the fact that they are not having sex. They want to blame somebody else for the fact that they have nobody. You're an incel, boo. That's why. You are literally an incel. And it's also then very interesting to me because, oh, I always say this, the oppressor is delusional, my love. The oppressor is delusional because it's interesting when we have conversations about women being lonely. It's, oh, you're going to die alone because you're a bitter bitch. You're going to die alone because you're a bitter feminist. You're going to die alone because you don't want to do what a man wants you to do. You're going to die alone because men don't like this, because men don't like that. And it's like when women are suffering from loneliness, women are experiencing loneliness, it's like, wow, you're a failure. You're a failure as a woman. You're lonely because you're not woman enough. You're lonely because you do not fit into the box and the binaries of what it means to be a woman. You are not performing your womanhood well enough, and that is why you are lonely. However, when men suddenly start experiencing loneliness, it becomes a societal problem. Oh, what can we as society do? What can we as society, how come women are not? And then it really turns into that. So that's why a lot of the times when, you know, men themselves start talking about men's mental health, it's always like, women are not caring about our mental health enough. But when women want to talk about their mental health, it's like, how can we as women like improve and help each other's mental health? Again, it's like we're dealing with our thing over here, but when it's time for you to deal with your thing, it's like everybody's problem to deal with it. And, you know, don't get me wrong, in a perfect and fair and a wholesome society where everyone is kind and leads with empathy, I would say that shared resources and everyone being everyone's problem is not bad at all. But, you know, the playing field is not fair. It's never been fair. So I strongly resent the idea that men's mental health is other people's problem. And again, like, you know, this is something that is common in many sectors and many, like, just facets of life, right? Even when we're talking about public health, like how many people have come on this podcast and said, oh, like women's issues are just not like well researched. Oh, there's so many knowledge gaps in the things that women are experiencing. But the minute that men start experiencing it, it's like people need to find out what it is. People need to find out what the problem is. If there's a problem, someone needs to provide a solution. And again, that only indicates like the far reaching violence and erasure that patriarchy like puts upon us, you know? And here on this podcast, we've had so many conversations about wellness and loneliness and friendships and navigating how to learn ourselves and looking inward to find solutions to things that we're facing. And honestly, that is what most spaces with queer people, gender nonconforming people and women, that's what they feel like. It feels like we're there to look inward and find the answers to any problems that are emerging within our groups, right? And it's like, why can't people who are saying that they're suffering loneliness and they're not getting enough sex, why don't they do that? Why don't you look inward? The answer is not out here, boo-boo. The answer is not out here. The answer is in your heart. The answer is inside. Look inward. So again, I don't think that if there's a certain group out there that is not getting enough sex or that is not getting this and not getting that, I don't think it's fair for us to make that a societal problem to the extent that the Feminist Bra Podcast made an episode about it. Hides. And here's the big, like, here's the big, big, big thing that we've, again, spoken about on this podcast. Sex is not going to fix your loneliness. It's simply not going to do that. So we're also having two different conversations here. Is this a conversation about loneliness or is this a conversation about sexual deprivation? Like, what is this conversation about? Because I think we've visited in a few episodes on here how patriarchy conflates loneliness with horniness, and those are not the same things, and you actually still have to do the emotional work to show up for yourself and others. If you want to stop feeling lonely, you need to meet people from an authentic place, a place of empathy, a place that is free from violence, a place that is free from fear, free from hesitation. And if you cannot let go of your toxic masculinity, if you cannot let go of the notions of what you think a man should be, of what you think a woman should be, of what you really think anyone should be, if you're putting anyone in a box, you're not allowing anyone to meet you from an authentic place, right? So it's like, you know, if you get laid, it's still not going to fix the problem. Anyway, those are just some of the things that have been on my mind today. Outside of that, I am more than open to having a longer podcast episode about this. If you listen to this and you're like, I want to talk about this, you let me know, because otherwise I don't think I'm going to spend any more time talking about it, to be honest. Like, some of these conversations, I kind of deep dive into it just to remind myself that I am the sane one and everyone else is fucking crazy. And then as I get into the conversation, I'm like, yeah, like, those are my feelings about it right now. But anyway, thank you for your time and thank you for listening to The Feminist Bar. Again, please register for our 100 Stories of Us launch. It would really be a pleasure to see you all there. And those of you that are in Harare, Zimbabwe, if you have not already received an email from me as a part of my network, you know, please feel free to shoot me a DM and I will send you an in-person invite, because the more the merrier. I cannot, however, disclose the location of the event, of course, because people hate the gays. Duh. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. And that's a wrap on this episode. I will see you next week.